am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. Since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
He said you were racist.
He said you were
racist.
He said you were racist.
He said
you were racist.
He said he worked.
You are very racist.
He said he worked.
You're going to be dealt with.
He said he worked.
It's going to come to light who you really are. It's going to come to light who you really are.
Hey, just answer one question. Yes or no?
What about the fake person?
Yes or no?
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, March 25th, 2022, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. And it just gets wilder and stranger all the time. You pause for a moment only to turn around and realize that things have gotten weirder. So, the other day, it's Friday, and the other day on Wednesday, I sort of covered the Ukraine ground a little bit, and that's even in the archives, imagine that. And kind of an emphasis on the color revolutionary aspect of things, Journeyman Pictures documentary, The Revolution Business, Revolutionaries for Hire, and guys like Serta Popovic, for example, who carry on the legacy of Gene Sharp. And you know, we should realize that the same thing happens here. It's not just good foreign policy to maintain low-intensity operations in Frank Kitson sort of fashion. We played that clip to Webb Tarpley explaining what low-intensity operations and low-intensity conflict represents in less than 5 minutes. He boiled it down and made it very simple. It's not just Al-Qaeda. It's, well, there probably, I guess we might say it this way, there was not ever anything, any sort of social movement or anything that was brought to our attention through the mainstream media that was not sponsored by the CIA, shall we say. Even here. And, you know, there are probably those still, not the folks who listen to this network, have for some time, and this broadcast certainly, but you know, those perhaps who are not as familiar, new to the discussion, some and obviously those who don't listen to this network might say, but how can you say that? How dare you say that? Well, there are guys like Ralph McGahee who say it, and Ralph McGahee is one of those I would say, unimpeachable witnesses. You know, a guy who spent 25 years at the CIA and then wrote a book about it in 1983, Deadly Deceits, My 25 Years in the CIA. A guy who was the... He made sure that he served with honor and distinction, you might say. Someone above reproach when it comes to the discussion, a recipient of the Career Intelligence Medal. And so, being someone who served in the CIA with distinction, if you know you can say that, he wrote a book, Deadly Deceits, My 25 Years in the CIA. And this is what he wrote in the book. On page 192, he wrote, "The CIA is not now, nor has it ever been, a central intelligence agency. It is the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors. In that capacity, it overthrows or supports foreign governments while reporting intelligence," quote unquote, justifying those activities. "It shapes its intelligence even in such critical areas as Soviet nuclear weapon capability." Now, this should kind of call your attention to what's going on in Ukraine these days. And anyway, continuing, "to support presidential policy," which is really, again, not presidential policy. It's the policy of the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors, as he wrote. But this, you know, for those who don't understand, you know, how things really work and why the media says what it says, as far as the nightly news is concerned anyway, McGahee wrote, "Disinformation is a large part of its, the CIA's, covert action responsibility, and the American people are the primary target audience of its lies." Now, this is a broader intelligence initiative or effort, and you know, that's why now we have, for example, the Smith-Modernization Act of 2012 that reminds us that, you know, it's impossible to filter out the propaganda. How is it put? I mean, this is even from Wikipedia. If you go to the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2013, you skip down to the section Smith-Modernization Act of 2012, you will read, "Several news outlets reported that the 2013 NDAA overturned a 64-year ban on the domestic dissemination of propaganda." This is Wikipedia even. Even Wikipedia acknowledges, at least for now, who knows when this will disappear. "Described as public diplomacy information." Public diplomacy information. That's what we're calling domestic propaganda from the, brought to us by the CIA. "Produced for foreign audiences, effectively eliminating the distinction between foreign and domestic audiences." What does that mean? That you now publicly are acknowledged as the, as public enemy number one, according to the Smith-Modernization Act of 2012. You and I are public enemy number one, according to the broader intelligence community. The news website BuzzFeed News, for example, quoted an unnamed source saying the Smith-Modernization Act of 2012 would allow, quote, U.S. propaganda intended to influence foreign audiences to be used on the domestic population. And really, this is just sort of an admission that, you know, what we've already been doing, now we're going to sort of legalize. Because, you know, crimes of state are always legalized before their announcement, essentially, before they've been made public. So, and you know, you continue reading, media and the and outreach coordinator for U.S. State Department's Bureau of African Affairs, Gregory L. Garland, noted that the United States shoots itself in the foot by the release prohibition of materials produced by the State Department and the BBG within U.S. borders and by preaching freedom of the press abroad while practicing censorship at home. He argued against a complete repeal of the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948, stating that the law creates, quote, creates a statutory firewall between resources intended for foreign audiences and those used domestically. Tear down the firewall, and it will be a matter of time before resources and personnel who focus on talking about America overseas are diverted in favor of domestic public affairs, quote unquote. Short-term political imperative of any administration. Anyway, this goes on, as you know, and so again, the crimes of state get legalized, and it's just ironic now, you know, that we still have conversations about America in a certain context, but we have these things going on, and fascism is in full swing too. I'll get to that in a second. But you know, again, this reminds me of, you know, the Neoplatonists operating in the fashion of Plato. Plato wrote in the Republic, it will be for the rulers of our city then, if anyone, to use falsehood in dealing with citizen or enemy for the good of the state. No one else must do so. So, you know, the old Hopi Indian attribution comes to mind, those who tell the stories rule society. And also reminds me of about a decade ago when Bill Gates, and I've mentioned this before, but when Bill Gates was interviewed by Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes, this was, you know, in the, this was when Bill Gates was talking about the decade of vaccines, using propaganda to influence folks, influence public opinion, and using, I mean, the title of the segment, 60 Minutes segment, was The Gates Foundation, Giving Away a Fortune. But I have a question, how, if he's just giving it away, people want to say, oh, he's such a philanthropist, look at all that money he's giving away. Then how is the Gates Foundation wealthier now than it was when it was founded, I believe, in 1997? How is that possible? Just giving it all away, that's all. He's such a philanthropist. Right, but he's also telling you that you should be a good globalist and you shouldn't use certain products. You should have a good ESG score. But he's investing in the companies that are the worst offenders and polluters, according to himself, in order to make a profit. Not only that, but again, I mean, he's the guy who said in 2019 that, you know, speaking from Davos to CNBC Squawk Box's Becky Quick, that vaccines have been obscenely profitable. I mean, that's how I put it, but that's what he said. It was the most profitable investment, he said, over the last decade, far and away. And the headlines in, actually it was January 23rd, Bill Gates turns $10 billion into $200 billion worth of economic benefit. And um, The other headline, Bill Gates and the return on investment in vaccinations. Extremely profitable. Investing in global health organizations aimed at increasing access to vaccines creates a 20-to-1 return. The best investment I've ever made, he was quoted. As a comparison, Gates echoed what he wrote in an essay in the Wall Street Journal last week under the banner, "The best investment I've ever made." And that was also the title of a CNBC post, January 17, 2019. Billionaire Bill Gates says this is the best investment he's ever made. And people want to say, you know, Gates is investing $10 billion in Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, the Global Fund, and Global Polio Eradication Initiative, which helped deliver drugs, etc., has been a rewarding experience. Well, he's just a philanthropist, right? But what about the turning $10 billion into $200 billion? I mean, I guess if you really want to play mental gymnastics, you will find a way, for sure. But I think the truth is in there somewhere, and I think the hubris is also on full display. Anyway, in that 2010 CBS 60 Minutes interview with Scott Pelley, Bill Gates was quoted. Scott Pelley said, "You're trying to find the places where the money will have the most leverage. These days, the word is impact, and it doesn't mean exactly what you and I are anesthetized to think it means. It means, well, think of, I don't know, a car accident or, you know, a semi slamming into a small car, that kind of impact. Things are going to change. You know, there's probably going to be some chaos and some carnage, but you know what? We can clean up and this is an opportunity now. It's an opportunity of crisis." That's what they mean when they say impact. There's probably, you know what? Let's not let the opportunity of this car accident go to waste. Can you imagine? Wouldn't you think it was sick if someone said that? You are in a car accident or someone close to you is in a car accident and someone says, "Well, you know, but here's an opportunity. We've been trying to do these things. We've been thinking for years about how we could do these things. Maybe we could just reach to the shelf for something, you know, that would make this..." Wouldn't you just think, what is wrong with you? You are a sick person to even think something like that. Anyone in their right mind would think that someone who says things like that is sick. And yet, that's what we've been hearing. Now it's becoming increasingly normalized. You know, ever since Rahm Emanuel said it back in 2008? Opportunities of crisis. And that was the title of the video, the Wall Street Journal post, of all things, from the Wall Street Journal CEO Council in D.C., November 19, 2008, Rahm Emanuel. And he wasn't the first one to say it, obviously. Anyway, so Scott Pelley says you're trying to find the places where the money will have the most impact. How you can save the most lives for the dollar, so to speak. And Bill Gates said, right, and transform the societies. Again, I don't think he meant exactly what most people think he meant. I think he meant something far more nefarious than most people want to admit, especially those who think that this guy is the closest thing to a saint we'll ever see in our lifetime. And there are those among us who think that. Some of us don't, though. Some of us remember names like Jeffrey Epstein and Rick Allen Jones and wonder, you know, can a man take fire in his bosom and not get burned? Stick around, we'll be right back.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
A serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before. I think
so. There you go. There's the man himself. Never want a serious crisis to go to waste. He wasn't the first. I wrote a post about this back in 2020, April of 2020, and JFK, back in April of 1959, said, when written in Chinese, the word crisis is composed of two characters. One represents danger and one represents opportunity. The danger signs are all around us. So, anyway, this is sort of being normalized, this policy of, you know, opportunities of crisis. And it's interesting that this concept is being normalized, but when you like, as I said, and as I've said before, if you boil this down to very simple personal terms, you would consider anyone who would say these kinds of things in a normal situation, in a normal life setting, you would consider that person a sicko, and rightly so, a psychopath, because only a psychopath would say things like, well, This is an opportunity. Car accident. Oh, no. You know what? Yeah, but it's an opportunity to reimagine things. What kind of sick person would say a thing like that? In the face of tragedy and death, even, there are those among us who say things like this, and they're sick. And to call them sick is not mean or hateful or bigoted. It's just honest. Because, as I said, if you think about the context of, I mean, there's a car accident. Maybe, you know, imagine two people in a car and they drive up on a car accident. Whoever ever said, well, you know, this is an opportunity. No one would ever say a thing like that. Unless they were a psychopath. Devoid of conscience and just completely detached from reality and their fellow man. And yet, these are the kinds of people who are finding their way into positions of power in the halls of government. There's a recent post over at RBN 4 days ago by Lou Rockwell. Article titled, A Manufactured World Crisis. Manufactured World Crisis. Few people today ask the most important question about the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Many people want America to stay out of the fight, but even they don't ask the vital question. Why does the world face a crisis today? Why has a border dispute between Russia and Ukraine escalated to the point where people fear nuclear war? But people only fear nuclear war because the CIA wants you to fear it, basically. Were it not for nightly news coverage, it wouldn't be a conversation. Are you following me? The answer is simple. America, under the leadership, quote-unquote, of brain-dead Joe Biden, brain-dead Biden, and the forces controlling him, has done this, and by doing so, brought the world to the brink of disaster. As always, the great Dr. Ron Paul gets it right. 3 weeks into this terrible war, the U.S. is not pursuing talks with Russia, as anti-war recently reported. Instead of supporting negotiations between Ukraine and Russia that could lead to ceasefire and an end to bloodshed, the U.S. government is actually escalating the situation, which can only increase bloodshed. So why all of the saber rattling? And I think, you know, if you're kind of paying attention, I think these things should be the mainstream press, if we could get people to view these things properly, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, it would be like the Streisand effect in full effect. You know, for example, you know, you think of folks like Avril Haines, you know. What has she been saying lately? Event 201 player Avril Haines, right? With a storied, you know, career intelligence background. Event 201 player. Avril Haines, what has she been saying about the situation with, you know, concerning Russia and Ukraine? I think if people understood who's who in the zoo, at least a little bit, you know, who some of the players are, maybe it might sort of inform their discretion. When Avril Haines, you know, is outspoken, I don't know, it kind of reminds me of people like Michael Morrell or whatever. Remember what Morrell said? I bet Avril Haines feels much the same way. Stick around, I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. Speaking of mental illness, all of this is documented. It's well documented. Again, folks like William Bloom, he dedicated much of his life to documenting the crimes of state, essentially. America's deadliest export, democracy. Rogue State, a guide to the world's only superpower. But really, the world's only superpower is a proxy. Anyway, Killing Hope, U.S. military and CIA intervention since World War II. Haven't we been down this road? We heard that Russia might be trying to influence elections. But The U.S. is no stranger to interfering in the elections of other countries. That was actually the L.A. Times headline back in 2016. Remember that? The U.S. is no stranger to interfering in the elections of other countries. And the article leaned on Dov Levin's research over at Carnegie Mellon University, who said he has written and said that the U.S. has a long history of attempting to influence presidential elections in other countries. It's done so at least 81 times between 1946 and 2000. So, you know, again, I'm not an apologist for someone like Howard Zinn, but I think he's right when he says, who's projecting power around the world? Who has over 1,000 bases, military bases? And that's not including the black ops stuff. Does Russia? I mean, I think it's all good theater. I don't think much has changed since Anthony Sutton provided a very academic treatment of the subject, and Major Jordan told us what he told us from his firsthand account. I don't think much has changed. But, you know, speaking of mental illness, when we know all of these things, when you know what William Bloom has written, when you know what someone like James Perloff has written, and many others, and yet we hear the saber rattling from folks like DNI Haynes, Event 201 player Haynes. We just seem to keep falling for it. I mean, I hear people talk that should know better, and it's kind of like Charlie Brown and Lucy, you know, not this time. Well, I know, you know, the State Department is a mouthpiece for the president's foreign policy advisors, just like Norman Dodd told G. Edward Griffin back in the 80s. The State Department is essentially Color Revolution Central in Gene Sharp sort of fashion, but not this time, Chris. Really? Not this time. Every other time, just not this time. No, this time it's a crisis. Really? Why are you hearing about it? Why do you suppose you started hearing about this crisis, so-called, immediately when the COVID nonsense started to wane, even though Fauci says, oh, no, it's not over yet? What did he say? Yeah. There's some crazy stuff circulating about him. Sun Gazette. The sainted Fauci. Sainted by some, Anthony Fauci will deliver a landslide. You know, people, this crazy article editor's notebook, is Fauci a secret weapon of the GOP? Just crazy stuff. Anyway, Market Watch, coronavirus tally, Dr. Fauci says uptick is in U.S. cases is likely. It's no time at all to declare victory. Is he psychic? Anyone? Anyone think it's strange that, you know, if we're really listening to these people, he's sure he's a fraud and a charlatan. And, you know, what has Anthony Fauci invented himself? What did the guy who invented the PCR test say about Fauci? Maybe we should play that. Do we remember? Because he was, you know, he said some specific things about Anthony Fauci. And basically called him a quack. Guy's a fraud. And we still have Fauci with us. We don't have Kerry Mullis anymore, do we? Isn't that curious? It's just a coincidence, though. August 7, 2019, which was when Crimson Contagion was in full swing, I believe, right? And we were just months away from getting MAGA-vaxxed. So, Kerry Mullis in that interview, oh gosh, who was the interview with, what's his name? I forget. Which is terrible. It'll come to me. Anyway, I want to get back to sort of, you know, what's the point of all of this? You just sound like you're rambling. I know. I'm not rambling, really. Back to, you know, Bill Gates and this cabal, essentially. You know, I mentioned, I sort of alluded to or hinted at fascism a little bit earlier. This article, may extract, maybe we should do that. Maybe we should have like a regex training or something. Where you can extract, for example, with just a little regex, you can grab certain URLs. But if we do that, you know, if you can just extract things so that you don't, for example, go through the Facebook, you know, you don't add yourself to the ticker and all of your information, by the way. Maybe we should do something like that, the security kinds of things. At some point, you know, you run yourself through the Facebook or the Google turnstile when you see the link that has the deal that basically registers you and all your information, all your client-side information, which includes your operating system and your browser type and probably your IP and all of those fun things to sort of sanitize that stuff. Maybe we should have one of those broadcasts one of these days. Anyway, speaking of the fascism, there's this article over at bakersfield.com. Lumen Bioscience announces publication in Nature Biotechnology detailing spirulina based platform for ultra large scale. What? I mean, not just large scale, ultra large scale production of therapeutic proteins. March 21, Seattle, PR Newswire. A common food source has been converted into a biomanufacturing platform that offers a way to rapidly produce mass quantities of biologic drugs for common diseases that currently lack effective treatments. Researchers at Lumen Bioscience report in Nature Biotechnology their groundbreaking genetic engineering methods to highly express bioactive proteins in spirulina using large-scale cultivation and processing methods appropriate for biopharmaceutical manufacturing. The publication also details favorable preclinical and early-stage clinical testing of these manufactured orally delivered neutralizing antibodies against a variety of things, Campylobacter, a major cause of infant mortality in the developing world, and a growing antibiotic resistance threat. So we're concerned about infant mortality in the developing world. The product LMN-101 is now proceeding through phase 2 clinical trials and BARDA's CARB-X program. BARDA's CARB-X program, is funding development of a second-generation version of this product. So what does all of this have to do with the Gates Foundation? Well, you know, it's interesting. You continue reading LMN-201A, a complex biologic cocktail for prevention of C. difficile infection in collaboration with National Institute of, you know, so Lumen is currently applying the technology to a growing list of highly prevalent diseases, including the following publicly disclosed programs. LMN-201, a complex biologic cocktail, in collaboration with NIAID and Rockefeller University. Imagine that. LMN-301, an antibody cocktail for COVID-19. Imagine that. And that is funded in part by the U.S. Army Medical Research and Development Command and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So the same people who give us gain-of-function research, bioweapons research, you know, whether it's NIAID or U.S. Army Medical Research or Gates Foundation, Rockefeller University. I mean, and does, I mean, I don't know about you, but the word collusion comes to mind here. And I find it astonishing that some people can see these kinds of things and not, and just, I mean, not be curious at all. So you're telling me this is all because we're interested in curing infant mortality in the developing world? Really? That's what it's all about. Are you not the least bit curious? Do you not feel even slightly lied to and misled? It's just astonishing. You know, even though there's an effort to sanitize the truth, you know, the Gates Foundation, again, I guess people forget that there was an outcry in India and Africa and other places. No, you know, the press is trying to tell you that Bill Gates is trying to save the children. Actually, what we're seeing is that children are being harmed. WHO has had to admit that with the polio vaccine. We played that clip. Compliments of listener. But, you know, this piece, News on Air, speaking of propaganda, India's COVID management is a story of leadership, innovation, and dedication. Right. An event organized by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Right, of course. Amit Shah unveils book chronicling journey of SII's COVID vaccine, COVID Shield. That's a Business Today article. He has acknowledged the contributions of the government of India, UNICEF, WHO, Gavi, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, etc. The best propaganda money can buy. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Brian in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Brian.
Well, I guess that the dilemma is that Jenna and I were on a broadcast yesterday talking about our only two subjects of interest in the world, opposing communitarianism and encouraging biochar. And at some point in the two-hour-long broadcast, which we're going to put a link to in your chat room, the subject of, well, how are these two things related came up, and I had to try and explain that it's all of the grant money and the, you know, emergency of climate change that needs to have the carbon credits. in my mind, I don't want any of these octopus tentacles attached to what I'm doing. And then, you know, Jenna's son, who, you know, your frequent caller to the broadcast, John in Tennessee, took a few minutes out 2 years ago to say, oh, and Jenna, you know, you might want to keep an open mind. It could be your son going off to the military might have a beneficial effect. So I just wanted to update John that Jenna couldn't put two hands around Zadi's biceps. He's training to try and get accepted in the Special Forces program. Can string two sentences together. She's quite proud of the little snot-nosed kid. I thought John might appreciate hearing he was right.
Well, hold that thought, and we'll be right back. Stick around.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Spiders.
sons that guard this roost, beyond your flowers of flaming truth, beyond your latest ad campaigns. An old man sits collecting stamps in a room all filled
Welcome back.
With Chinese lamps.
All right, so I guess my question is, so what are you getting at, Brian?
Yeah, a little scatterbrained today. I wanted to update John in Tennessee because he took a few moments out to try and boost Jenna's spirits a few years ago that this going off to the military was not necessarily going to be a complete tragedy. So, Zadi did say, wouldn't you be proud to know that your girlfriend's son is Special Forces? And I said, yeah, if he lives through it, maybe, and if his commander-in-chief wasn't named General Biden, I might be, but, you know, I'm panicked. This isn't going to work out. That was what I'm, you know, one comment for you, but back to my biochar and the carbon credits, which, you know, this COVID thing is going to go behind us, Chris, and we're going to have to start facing the carbon currency and the carbon taxes. We have interactions with a bunch of pontificators on this subject up and down the West Coast, and they are dead set, you know, that the carbon credits are going to be worth more than the charcoal that you're actually putting in your garden for its nutrient-dense mineral benefit. So this is related to what we said yesterday on our interview, was Governor Inslee being interviewed on Como. That's a mainstream TV broadcasting out here. There's a Republican representative from Aberdeen who also gets his 2 cents worth in on these emergency powers that Inslee is wanting to hold on to. Why does he want to hold on to these? Because he needs the federal funding. And this, I thought I'd offer to play 2 minutes of this so that your listeners might realize a little better what is going on here. We have all these tentacles of involvement in everything we do. There is no autonomous, just go out and do your gig free of Big Brother and all of the attachments and strings to everything you do.
Yeah.
It's been a lifelong argument of Lark in Texas that, you know, we really need to remove ourselves from technology.
It's right. It's becoming increasingly to extricate ourselves. Let's talk about that when we come back in the top of the second hour. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.